AI, I believe, is the system that the beast will use to rule the world when his time comes. They are summoning the demon with AI. Well, AI is a magnificent technology, but the Lord spoke this to me. So I had a word on this in 2017 on a live broadcast where the Lord spoke very clearly. It said, AI itself is not bad coming out of the gate. It's who programs it. And that's what I saw clearly, that it's who programs it that will really determine where it's headed. Now we see that you can't even get into proper discussions with it because they're so wokeifying this thing that it begins to argue back for woke ideologies and terrible stuff like that. When we're talking about Elon Musk and AI, on one hand, he's kind of a white knight of liberty and freedom of speech. Then on the other hand, he says, you know, they're summoning the demon. They're doing all this terrible stuff. They are summoning the demon with AI. And yet he's the one that's really advancing it too. He's advancing AI. So he speaks out of both sides of his mouth, so to speak. But I do believe the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. I believe Elon Musk has a role to play in all of this, even if he ends up very nefarious. To your point and to your understanding about the Antichrist and the system. I really believe this. I believe as long as the ecclesia is here, that's us, that's the church, the called out ones of Jesus Christ, the Antichrist cannot stand up because we'd rebuke him. Because we'd stand up and we'd push him back. He can't rise. He can't do these things. However, the system of the beast, the system of the Antichrist can rise. I believe that's why when people got what I call, and I won't say it, but the Mark of the Beast precursor practice serum, they got that. Listen, people who had to get it, I love them. God's not mad at that at all. People had to do what they had to do. People thought they were doing right by it. But I hated the agenda behind it because it was so much driven by an Antichrist agenda. And the Antichrist agenda is always one of control. When you look at medical tyranny, and then you look at technological tyranny, such as AI or what could begin to rise from it, I see the Mark of the Beast scenario coming into play. Now, I don't believe the Mark of the Beast is here yet, but when you look at digital currency being a programmable issue, you look at AI, the technology that can run everything, they're even predicting the next few years that the wars we would supposedly get into would be fought AI to AI. By China, by other nations, by us, whoever, that AI would actually step up and people would step away from it. That's one of the big predictions right now. AI, I believe, is the system that the beast will use to rule the world when his time comes. I believe that time will be when the church is caught up and we're out of here, but I believe it's the system of the beast. When you see the scenario where it's talking about the image of the beast and all this, where he's there and then he basically is diminished, he dies, and then he comes back, and then when you're looking at the Word of God, he's reanimated. Like there's life or breath is given to the image of the beast. I believe that is AI. I believe that's artificial intelligence. And there's a lot we could get into with the bunny trail with this, John. But oh, yeah. I really, and I know you're there, man.
I can go down the bunny trail with you, brother. Yeah.
I know you're there. We'll put on our tinfoil hats and jump down the bunny hole. But I do think this stuff is real. And I believe the Lord is saying to his people, we got one more round. We got one more round because I have a promise of the young lions that are coming. And the young lions, we see a precursor of them right now, of young people that are standing up. They don't care about some of the norms and values we used to care about. They actually will be reformers. But then Generation Alpha is coming. There's been Generation X, Y, Z. Generation Alpha will live up to its name. They will live up to their name. They will stand up. They will be the young lions. They will say, no, how about you move? The darkness may come walking over, but it's going to go limping back. How about you move is what they're going to say to these things. And I was in a Mario Murillo crusade a little while ago, John, and as I was there, I heard the Spirit of the Lord and people were shouting and they're crying out and it was powerful. You know how near Mario's meetings, he's like, you have four places in your body that God is healing right now. And people begin to be touched profoundly by the miracle ministry from the man of God. And the Holy Ghost was so powerful in the tent meeting. And as this was happening, a shout and a roar began to happen in Colorado Springs. And I'm in the middle of this roar, John, and then the Holy Spirit whispered to me. People are roaring and shouting, and it was powerful. And the Lord whispered something to me. And he said, this is not the end. The end is not yet. And the word of the Lord came to me, and I got a snapshot of what I considered to be, the best I could estimate, maybe 25 years down the road. 25 years down the road. And the Lord began to show to me what we do right now with this year and the coming 3 years, what we do with them, 24, 25, 26, what we do with these years specifically is going to determine what we do for the next 25. And I began to see that so clearly. And the Lord said, you can have a great run. We can have one more round, but my church has got to stand up and not just stand up with pitchforks and torches and storm the castle. I'm talking about an intercession and a return to holiness and a return to the gospel and a return to getting rid of all this fables and false narratives people fall for, a return to going to the word of God and really finding their place in the body of Christ, getting their tribal alignment in place. And then we begin to rise up, John. I believe that is what's going to really turn this thing around, because we're giving birth to the season of the spirit of Elijah. And as that begins to happen, the hearts of the fathers would be turned to the children to the fathers, and we can stay off the curse, I believe, for another generation. That's what I'm anticipating.